Accommodation for cyclists bid put forward. Proposals aiming to put a Calderdale town on the cycling map have been submitted to planners. B. Cleary has applied to Calderdale Council seeking planning permission for accommodation and a communal building for cyclists at land north of Bridge Road Works on Halifax Road in Todmorden. The land is actually next to East Lee Lane just off Halifax Road. Todmorden Town Council has responded to the application with support. A statement with the application says, "Associated parking and services are incorporated into the proposals, which are landscape-led, aiming to have minimal impact upon the local countryside, wildlife and character of the area. The proposals aim to link in with a broad range of cycling opportunities within the local and wider area and are highlighted in the Calderdale Cycling Strategy, which looks to make Calderdale a nationally recognised centre of cycling excellence, where residents, visitors and tourists of all ages and abilities can safely cycle for utility, commuting, leisure and sporting pursuits. Responsible cycling on designated routes will be promoted with information and maps provided at the site, clearly marking where these dedicated cycle routes are and where cyclists may need to share routes with other users, including walkers, horse riding and cars," says the application. It is hoped 8 simple structured visitor accommodation units will be built, some on a level area to allow for disabled access, but the remainder built into the landform to minimise visibility. Each will be able to accommodate 2 to 4 people sleeping on shared wooden platforms and mattresses, says the supporting statement. The communal building will include shared showers, toilets, cooking and eating space, with room also for cleaning and repairing bikes and socialising, all on the ground floor. There will also be a live-in managerial apartment on the first floor and office space on a second floor for the applicant to run the site, including room for support staff. The application is available to view and comment on via Calderdale Council's website.